Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, hi there.
Weba.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Weba. Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
How's your Monday going? I got screamed at by a almost 13-year-old teenage boy.
It's a Monday. Wait. What?
DZ, all I said was, have a good day at school. What?
Oh, you're trying to... Well, you were trying to fight this morning. That's why. Those are fighting
have
words.
Have a good day means what?
What you trying to do then? What you mean by that?
What, Mom?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Ooh. And all I said was, have a good day. So how was your weekend? Well, we're going to start off Monday in a better way. How was your weekend, DZ?
Let's digress a little bit past this morning. Let's go further back. Let's go further back.
Woosah. I was excited to talk about my weekend. And then my almost teenager brought it all down.
Well, let's. Because forget about that. Talk to me about before you got screamed at by your almost teenager.
Awesome weekend, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I just want to throw it out there that not only was Trunk or Treat on Saturday phenomenal, thank you to everyone that came and said hi. Lots of people asked about you, DZ, but I said, he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy. He'll be here if he can. If not, you'll all live.
And I'm sorry, I couldn't.
It's okay. You were busy. But Trunk or Treat was great on Saturday. Before that, I do have to put it out there. I went to the New Berlin Friday night football game because it was the two New Berlin schools against each other.
Oh, what was it? East versus West?
Ike and West. And my friend forced me to sit on the wrong side.
Wait, which side were you supposed to sit on?
My kids go to West, and I was on the Ike side.
Oh, you sat on the Ike side?
And so I ran into this photographer I know who shoots Friday night football around southeastern Wisconsin.
Those are fan favorites for the youngins right there.
And he came up in the stands, and he started shouting, "Hey, everybody, Allie's kids go to West, but she's sitting on this side."
He was antagonizing hard.
I was ready to fight on a Friday night a football game with children.
And you didn't call me.
I would have pulled up. Shout out, and guess what? No matter what, New Berlin won.
I can't stand you.
I can't stand me.
Who
either.
Really did win, though?
West. Come
West,
on.
West. Okay, word.
I think.
Maybe. Or was it Ike? I don't know.
Listen, it got cold and I left. I forgot how cold it is on Friday nights, man.
Dude, when the lights hit, it doesn't matter. It's not warm enough on a Friday night.
Nope.
This late in the season, it's cold ball now. It's cold ball. Yeah, it ain't football. It's cold ball.
So there you go. I went to the Friday night, my first Friday night football game in 100 years, and Trunk or Treat. What'd you do this weekend?
I mean, now I feel like I got to compete because that's a cool weekend.
Well, I was just trying to start something in cities around southeastern Wisconsin.
I see you might have, dog. Now, all of a sudden, it's a big rivalry game. Bigger than before.
Hey, we all won, okay? Yeah.
Whoever.
What'd you do?
It honestly too busy to really get into absolutely everything, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give you the quick bites.
Good.
We got rid of the boys. Bam. That's why we didn't go to Trunk or Treat.
Because
we didn't have the kids.
You had too much going on anyway. I'm actually glad you did that.
It worked out.
In hindsight, I didn't know that. I'm glad you did that.
It ended up working out, right?
Because
we were busy Friday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, we were busy. Ended up, getting ready for the Buck season.
Yeah.
Had some things going on. We had open scrimmages on Sunday. Saturday, we had the concert, which we went to Lil Wayne at Pfizer Forum.
Just stop it in your tracks. What about Lil Wayne?
We went to Lil Wayne.
How was that?
That was great.
Okay.
It was Lil Wayne.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And,
yes.
And Lil Wayne, now in his 40s, is doing his thing.
I can't believe he's that old. I can't.
And you know, at this point, we get the snippets of Lil Wayne because we know he doesn't even remember his own lyrics.
He's like, he's got
so many hits. He's got so many hits.
So much
that he just he did
his cup.
35 seconds. It wasn't even that. He got 35 seconds of each hit. Kept thanking the crowd. Kept thanking, you know, his family. Kept thanking the DJs and said, "All right, I got some new artists too." Brought them out. Did a little quick set. Did a few more songs and then said,
"Trying to get the new people on.
Appreciate y'all. Bye."
Yeah.
Right? So, and before then, even, we had gone to a charity basketball game. I got my points up. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I did my thing. Shout out Cream Skills. I was out there, stats up.
I saw you guys won. Where did the money go?
What do you mean?
The charity game? Where did it go to?
It went to Cream Skills, Inc. Because
what do they do?
Yeah, they're basically a nonprofit that helps, you know, violent situations, families, where instead of shooting bullets, you shoot hoops.
Oh,
So it's Shoot Hoops, Not Bullets, charity basketball game.
Nice.
And the money is really to help families that are kind of affected by people lost by gun violence.
Yeah, so I got you.
It was fun.
Well,
it was
good. Well, we were both very busy. Well, and Trunk or Treat was to raise money and help against child abuse. So we were out doing it this weekend.
We was out busy this weekend. Yeah, Look at us for charity.
Well, 414-533-1037. What were you guys doing? It's weird because even though we're getting into the fall winter months, I feel like the weekends are busier than ever right now.
It's not slowing down. You're actually right about that 100%.
Call us and tell us something cool you did this weekend. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, we're talking about the weekend and everything you did. Let's get right into it. I went to a football game and Trunk or Treat. DZ had Lil Wayne and a charity basketball game.
Too many tangs.
Let's start with Tiffany and Racine, actually. We'll start with her first. Hi, Tiffany.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi, what'd you do? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, with my four boys, we did all the spooky season activities.
Ooh.
Sounds about right.
The best one out of all of them was what? Pick one.
Probably the Hill Has Eyes with my older twin boy.
In Franklin, at the Rock. Okay, noted.
Wait, can she validate? Is the ski lift active?
I don't think so.
I don't see it even.
If you did it and if you didn't get on it, then it's not
then
happening.
It's not.
Yeah, it
we
was
had
years
to ask.
Ago. All right. Well, Tiffany, thanks for sharing what you did this weekend.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Bye.
She's like, listen, we still waking the brains up. That's the part of this morning thing.
No kidding. Lori in Cedarburg texted and said, Friday night I watched Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu seminar for beginning judo. Lori, this is how
BJJ
you send your
seminar? But Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
This is how you send your weekend.
I'm not surprised in the least, dog. In the absolute least.
Somebody else sold caramel apples at West Bend Farmers Market for their son's 4-H Wayne Crusaders. Cool.
Okay.
Let's go to Austin and Kenosha next up. Hi, Austin. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing good. How about you guys?
Good.
We're waking up.
I'm reading the text, and some people are saying they went to a wedding and drank too much. What'd you do this weekend?
Same what?
Nothing much, really, but we capitalized on the good weather yesterday, and we had a little cookout and watched some football. So
there we go.
But you had me at football. Go Pack, go.
And the cookout on top of that. Perfect weather to call it a little fake tailgate at the crib.
Nice.
The Bears.
Get out of here. Hang
up. It was a bye week. What is he talking about?
Bye.
Later, man.
Screw the Bears.
What? Chill out. Later, Austin.
Bye.
You know that's my dog
Screw
for that.
Screw the Bears.
Austin, you could call anytime.
Hey, Michelle in now Greenfield texted in. She lost 230 pounds because she moved from Hartford to Greenfield this
weekend.
That's her
name. Michelle in now Greenfield
Well, she moved out of her ex-husband's house, so she dropped 230 pounds.
Talk about weight loss.
All right. Ryan is calling in Calabama. Lord help us all.
Good morning.
Where do we even start with this man?
I don't know, because somebody texted in actually and said this weekend I took the Lake Express over for the last weekend of the season to Michigan. Oh, I guess time's up if you didn't do it this summer.
I didn't realize they cut it off.
That would have been a BA trip. I would have loved to see that. Yeah.
And expensive as well, because you ever looked at the ferry cost?
It's a tax. And to bring the car.
I got the hookup with that.
Ryan, we'll talk
Ryan's
later.
Ryan's like, you have to sit in my trunk and you can't come out, but you can come.
He's got a guy. He's the guy.
The view's great.
Probably one of his jobs.
All right, Ryan. What'd you do this weekend?
Speaking of that job, I started prepping. You know, I landed another job. You know me.
Oh, Lord.
I got everyone wrapped up for the season for my clients this weekend because I start teaching today at my substitute teaching job.
Whoa.
You're a teacher too, man? What?
Dude, yep.
Okay.
I went back, got my substitute teaching license, and I start today. It wasn't supposed to start till next week, but we starting today.
Okay, like that.
If Ryan from Calabama is your sub, look out, everybody.
They already know. The kids walked up to me last week when I was shadowing. They're all like, yo, you're Ryan, right? And I said, yeah. They go, from Kiss FM? And I was like, maybe.
You didn't say maybe. Yeah, right. Said, I was like, you're damn right.
Yeah, I'm one of the regulars. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I said, I'm the OG. I started all that. You guys got to call in 5 days in a row and get your theme song.
As long as they call you Mr. Calabama, then everything's okay.
Exactly.
That's all we ask.
Bye, Mr. Calabama.
Bye.
Right, love you all. Happy Monday.
Love. Peace, dog.
Happy Monday. Julian Waukesha texted in, said she worked and then a building in her apartment complex burned down.
Oh, no.
Julie, I saw that on the news.
That was her building.
It's a total loss, but everyone got out in a safe. Thank God.
That's what's important.
Thank God.
Sorry to everybody affected by that.
What
one.
A
that
horrible. Was, that was, that's a horrible way to spend your weekend. Okay.
Well, at least it was nice out.
Yeah, I guess. Right behind that was neighborhood bar crawl weekend. I mean, from your life is devastated to I went on a bar crawl. Where do I go from there?
At least it was nice out.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, hit the button. Bye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so I actually got a message on my Facebook Messenger, and it's a perfect What Would DZ Do? His name was Kirk. He asked for help.
Kirky.
I hope he doesn't mind that we're using his real name, because here we go, Kirk.
Here we go, Kirk.
He needs help doing something with his 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah, and so he said it has to do with his birthday, though, right?
Yeah.
He goes, All right, so my birthday's coming up, middle of the month. Have a daughter that's 19. Last year, we went out to dinner and went bowling afterwards. This year, I was wondering what we could do different, yet fun. I found a place where we could go go-karting. That's something that, you know, me and her like to do together. What other suggestions would you or DZ have for someone that's turning 45? Oh, and I'm also going to be meeting her boyfriend for the first time. So any suggestions around that
would
be helpful.
This is where Kirk said it. And then he goes, oh, and by the way, I'm going to be meeting her boyfriend. I'm like, this changes the whole thing, dude.
Kirk tried to sneak in his birthday. Oh, with my daughter. But then sneak in the actual thing he was writing in about.
Kirk.
Be like, BT Dubs, I'm meeting my daughter's boyfriend for the first time, DZ.
You're either about to meet this guy or kick him to the curb. I mean, come on. And then at the end, he puts all his likes. Like he said, would it help to know
None
anything about me? We don't need to know. The reason we don't need to know all the things about you, like what you like to do, Kirk, is because you're going out with your daughter and her boyfriend for the first time who are half your age, which means it doesn't matter what you like. There's three people in this mix now.
Oh, I mean, it matters what he likes. It is technically his birthday, and it is on his
day. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it does matter what he's trying to do, but it doesn't really matter his full interest, because the core of what he's writing in about is the fact that he's meeting the daughter's boyfriend for the first time.
Exactly, and they need something to do.
I hate to say, but his birthday no longer matters.
I agree. What do you care about your birthday at that point?
My man, you in your 40s. I mean, I guess you're turning 45. Is that a monumentous, like, mid-40s? Is that a big thing?
No,
is that a big deal?
Not at all.
45, right?
No.
I feel like it's turning 35.
I don't think so.
No, there's no thing.
Nobody cares. Jinx.
Thank you. Jinx. Double jinx.
It's 30, Nobody 40, cares. 50. We don't care anymore otherwise.
And even then, sometimes say, nah, forget that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forget the birthday. This is about meeting the daughter. I think you got an opportunity to maybe shake some things up, though.
What do you mean?
If you don't necessarily care to meet the boyfriend, see if the daughter will lateral plans. Because there is a tradition that I hear in there, right? That it was you and your daughter always do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now she wants to include the boyfriend. This is the perfect chance for you to be petty and say, no, I don't want to meet him on my birthday.
Come on. That's
what?
Horrible advice. That's your advice? To say, don't bring the boyfriend?
Yeah, no.
Why
would you let him squeeze in on your daddy-daughter time? You got me messed up. That's not about to happen on my watch. Nope.
You want
to
know who your daughter's hanging out with? That's why.
Well, we're going to meet a different day. How about you come over the next day after my birthday?
It's too late. You already know he's coming on the birthday.
Fine. You can't kick him out.
So what are they going to do?
You can't kick him out. You can't ixnay him from the birthday yam. Okay.
What if you don't go out?
That'd be terrible.
And just bring him over and be like, come into my house.
Sit down. No, my daughter's not here. It's just me and you, Poppy.
And there's also no go-karting track in the vicinity or anything fun to do. It's me and you.
I'm about to put you on the track, all right, though. I'm going to lay you down. Why?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
What are our suggestions?
You want real advice?
I don't know. Do we?
I will give you real advice.
Okay, what?
Go to a rage room. Book a rage room.
With your daughter and her new boyfriend?
Show him what you do with the bat. Show him what you could do with a little frustration.
Ooh, that's a good idea. You could do batting cages.
No, rage room. Break some stuff in front of him and be like, now, take care of my daughter.
Well, that's why you always have a weapon in your hand, right?
Exactly.
If they cause any problems.
Exactly. You know, since I can only get petitious so much, I'm saying rage room it up and show him what's up.
Okay, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. The phones are ringing. You can text or call. The exact same number works for both.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Kirk wants to know what he should do. He's meeting his daughter's boyfriend for the first time on his birthday.
On his birthday.
She's 19, he's 45. And what should they go do?
I told him straight up, man, my idea is a little intimidating, still fun and creative. Take them out together to a rage room. Y'all can have fun. Don't go all, you know, threat mode on the boy. But definitely let him know that you could put paws on him if he does something stupid with her to your daughter.
Danielle and Butler are so mad at you right now.
Who?
Pull her up. Danielle in Butler.
Who's that?
You know who that is. She called last week. Hi, Danielle.
Morning, Danielle.
Hi. Oh, WWDD?
Is this the What Would Danielle Do? Oh, yeah. Is this What Would Danielle Do, chick?
Danielle, not Daniel.
Hey, don't use my gun, man. It's DZ on here now. Chill out.
No,
jokes. What up, Danielle?
What
good morning.
Do you think?
Good morning. Happy Monday. I was going to say, go to bus and stuff.
Which is what DZ said. Break something.
It is exactly what DZ said.
Oh, so it
perfect
looks like
opportunity.
Great minds think alike. Great name, great mind. Look
See,
at us.
I know.
And you slide right in, Danielle. What would D do?
What would DD do?
Exactly. People call me D for short because they feel lazy and they don't want to say Danielle because it's too long or something like that. But anyways, they cut it off.
Same,
okay.
Girl.
Same. Well, Janae and Delavan texted in and said, go axe throwing.
That's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Let him know how far you can throw a weapon, too.
But having an axe in your hand when you meet your daughter's boyfriend, I don't know. I don't think I'd come if I was the boyfriend.
I'd rather go to a gun range at that point.
Danielle, whoa.
It would be quicker.
Calls with the gun range than an axe.
She's
like,
actually,
you can just turn around and throw that stuff.
You can turn around with either, really. Okay.
Danielle,
yeah, but like, there's like someone right there for like a gun range.
Fair enough. Okay.
This is getting a little too spooky for spooky season. I'm not
his boyfriend ain't coming.
Honestly, you're grossing me out with the axe. Goodbye,
Danielle. Bye,
Danielle.
We'll talk to you later.
We're talking about people getting killed now? Come on. Stop.
No, at least just dismembered.
Stop it. Oh, even worse. Betty is in Belgium. Let's go to her next. Hi, Betty.
Morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias, amigos.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What's your advice for Kirk?
All right. So, actually, I was going to say axe throwing as well. I was going to tell him, go axe throwing.
Okay.
Have him meet him there for the, you know, for the activity. Mm-hmm. And then kind of a little bit of both. Like, all right, we met you, we saw you, bye-bye. And then it can be the daughter and the dad going to dinner.
I like that.
Oh, well, somebody texted in and said, bowling alley, a relaxed setting, plus there's a bar for the dad, food, and if things get crazy, there's giant heavy balls nearby.
And then everything's incognito a little bit more.
A little bit safer than axe throwing,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, still throwable, though.
Still a
but
weapon.
I do like the idea of, like, doing an activity, and then being like, okay, you're out.
We met you. We saw you.
Yep.
We came, we saw, we conquered. Well, have a great night. We're going to go do father, family, daughter time.
An activity breaks it up a little. Yep. Like, I remember introducing my friends. I remember, introducing them years ago when I was dating somebody and we all met up. It was like, how do we break the ice? Do an axe throwing because nobody knew anybody. And it was like, we were going to have this group setting for the first time with my new boyfriend. And it was like, we had an activity.
Stress-free.
So even if you don't want to talk, you're axe throwing. You're doing something else.
Right.
It gets awkward, you can walk away.
Splits it up, and it isn't the awkward. We're all sitting at a dinner table like, well, how was everyone's day?
Because if you don't have somebody who leads the conversation at a dinner table like that, you're screwed.
Terrible. Oh, terrible.
You have to have somebody like one of us at the
Bring
table.
Bring comment cards or something at least, man. Yeah.
Well, for sure.
And that way, the tradition of the daddy-daughter thing
stays
is still happening.
Yes, Betty, yes.
All right, Betty, I like this.
On the money.
I like this a lot. Thank you, Betty. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I can't believe it. Gavin is on his fifth day calling in.
Hey.
I can't believe it. Gavin.
You did it.
What?
Hey.
What?
Let's go.
Wait, where are you at, Gavin? West Bend?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Congratulations. We're going to find out what your song is after this. But, Gavin, what's your advice for Kirk?
Pumpkin patch.
Wait, why?
Spirit.
Why? Oh,
so
I can't hear a word you're saying. Why do you sound like you're in a... I cannot, Gavin. What are you saying?
He said pumpkin patch.
Go to pumpkin patch. It'll be fun birthday activity.
Yeah, because it's spooky season. It'll be like fun outdoor activity for the family. Okay. That's
like
cute.
It.
That's all cute. Right. I'll get you that.
Gavin, hold on. Don't go anywhere because you have now called 5 days in a row. You got your own theme song. Don't go anywhere. We want to find out what song you want. Hold on, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay. Somebody asked me if they get to pick their own songs this weekend, and I said yes, as long as they're acceptable.
I mean, we clearly got people that have already called 5 days in a row.
But they wanted to know if we pick it or they pick it.
Got it.
And I said it's actually they pick it and then we approve it.
We got to make sure it's cool. And by that, we mean make sure Boss Man says it's fine.
Speaking of people that called 5 days in a row and got their own theme song, look out, there's trouble.
Uh-oh. Are we doing this?
Destiny's in Milwaukee. Lord help us. Lord help us.
Destiny.
One on the
air.
Oh my God. Listen.
What?
I'm just so happy you got boys and not girls, bro.
Why?
Because
was it that trash?
Bro, I'm in the car shaking my head like this, man. Hurry, call 911 somebody because he need help.
Why do you hate his idea of going to the smash room?
Well, you don't take no one to the smash room. Sneak at that smash room. Now, listen, at first I thought the X, that's good, just so you could say, hey, look how precise I am on everything. But what's the name of that place, Allie, where we had an event where you get to, like, throw the football?
First and ball.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. So that way him and you can be on, the dad and the boyfriend can be on the team, the girlfriend, his daughter can be on the other side. So you can get some one-on-one time with him, ask your little questions, accidentally miss a football that hits him upside the head. You know what I'm saying? It could go all ways. That's the perfect place to go. You just got to bring another person.
But then you got to add another person to make it even teams of two. Then it's a
That's
double
okay.
date.
It's not a double date. It's his birthday.
Okay. You know what,
come
though, you guys?
Come celebrate my birthday with me and help me, check this guy out at the same time.
You know what I do want to say? It'll be interesting. I want to know, Kirk, when you go out with the daughter and her boyfriend, I want you to please update us and tell us if the boyfriend paid. On your birthday. Or if you let him. Like, who would pay then?
I'd let him.
I would, too. It's his birthday.
Yeah. It's my birthday. I'd let the boyfriend pay.
He better have a job already.
I'm running up the bill because my daughter's expensive.
Yes.
And then he's trying to show off for the dad, so you better come right.
You know what?
If you don't pay for nothing, I got to tell her, nope, she can't date him.
We should have started with this backwards advice, because making him spend money sounds like the thing to do.
I didn't think about it until just now. It's his it's the dad's birthday, so technically, shouldn't the daughter and the son be paying for the dad?
They should be treating
him out.
A.K.A. the boyfriend should be taking the dad on this date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, nice to meet you. What a pleasure it is to meet you on your birthday, sir. If you don't say sir at least once, then he got to go.
That part. And the daughter shouldn't even be there at this rate. It should be the boyfriend taking the dad on this date.
Now you guys are going too far. Chill out.
No, I said what I said.
Chill out. Hi, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Hello, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good
Buenos
morning.
Dias.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Wampa, wampa.
It's Monday. We made it. Hard to believe we're in like almost the last week of October.
You can stop talking so aggressively now.
God.
Okay, we weren't looking to be offended this morning. Okay.
You and I were just talking about the weekend. We have Billie Eilish tickets, by the way, after Am I the Jerk. And Am I the Jerk is really funny today. It's about costumes and how seriously you take them.
Oh, well, and apparently some people take them overly seriously. But yeah, don't glaze over the fact that we got Billie Eilish tickets. Yeah, coming up.
Love it. Okay, so this weekend, DZ, Owen is turning 13.
Are you ready?
All the people that remember when he was born and I was pregnant with him that listen to this show, he's turning 13 on Friday, everybody.
I don't even know where to take it, bro.
Same.
I got misty eye talking to him the other day about how he used to be yay high.
You know
how people used to be like, oh man, I've known you since you were this tall. Look at you now. I never thought I'd be doing that to people. And then I caught myself doing it to Owen the other day and I went, whoa,
yeah,
unk status for real.
He's gigantic.
He's so tall. And And obviously he was a little teeny bopper, baby bopper. Not even, he's a teeny bopper now because he's about to be a teen.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a baby bopper then, and the progression, his age, his maturity level, the fact that he's wilding now as a preteen.
Dude, and you know we have a tradition on this show.
What?
The birthday tradition.
Oh, of course the birthday tradition.
Hibachi.
Hibachi.
We do hibachi.
Hibachi.
So I looked at DC, I go, when are we doing the family hibachi for Owen's birthday? Because we can't do it Friday because...
Well, you know, we got the home opener on Friday. Bucks is back. Hey,
are we playing on Friday?
We got the little 94 rivalry, baby. You already know.
Chicago?
The Bulls are in town.
So let's go.
Hey, it's going to be hoof for hoof. Putting the paws on them. Nah, the hooves on them.
Oh, my gosh. So the Bucks home opener is on Friday.
Yep.
Owen turns 13.
On Friday.
And by the way, him and Hudson will join us on Friday because they don't have school.
So
get ready, everybody.
It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a hell of a week. And then Saturday, we have trick-or-treating we were just talking about. It's a crazy week.
Which?
Everybody, I hope everybody's getting ready.
I don't even know if we are ready, actually. Come to think of it, does Danny have a costume? Uh-oh.
You don't even have costumes?
Hey, no. Well, Sammy's ready.
You're slacking this year.
Sammy's ready.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's been Hulk ready. He's been Hulk ready for like at least 2 months
now. Well, my idea is complete. My costume is not.
The costume is not.
And it is a full secret. I refuse to tell anyone until it debuts on Facebook and Instagram.
You know, we got an idea for one yesterday for Danny. Since we don't have a costume, and if I leak it, bro, somebody's going to end up
stealing
it.
That's why I don't want anybody to steal mine either.
But could you imagine a cute little paleta man? A little baby with a little paleta cart?
God. Are you going to do that?
We want to. Be adorable. It'd be so cute. Thank you. Yes.
He's barely walking. He needs something to hold on to.
He needs something to hold on to. So the stroller, so that he could at least walk a little bit
that
on his own.
That would be hysterical.
The photos would be amazing. Now I just got to put the work in, and I don't want to do it. But it would be adorable.
That would be a great costume
him with a
for a baby.
Paleta, get the little ting, 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 the bells on.
Selling the ice creams.
Yes. The Latino paleta
that.
Man.
I love that idea.
Maybe.
I'm into this. I'm so into this.
I need help though. Well, so if you into it, help me.
Okay. Well, we both need help, but we're gonna get our costumes ready by this weekend. We have to.
There's no question. We got to do the pumpkin patch. We got to do costumes. We got to do all of the fall things right now.
This is gonna be fall on speed basically this week. Okay.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, after this next song, "Am I the Jerk" is coming from someone who takes Halloween very seriously, including their costumes, and they're upset about something. They want to know if they're the jerk.
They're not hee-hee, they're ha-ha-ha.
Am I the Jerk is next, everybody.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is so funny, and so tis the season for Halloween.
Okay.
Am I the jerk for not letting my kid dress up as a pumpkin because it's basic AF?
Okay. Wait, what? Come on.
Listen.
I'm Linda. Listen. I'm listening, Linda.
Callie wrote in.
Word.
And Callie said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not letting my 4-year-old be a pumpkin? Listen, hear me out, she says.
I don't think I need to hear more, but I'm listening.
My husband and I come from a long line of people that take this season very seriously. Her dad and I take pride in funny, creative costumes, and this is just not acceptable. A pumpkin? Absolutely not. When we ask her, she continues to say she wants to be a pumpkin. Even when we give her other ideas.
Doesn't matter what. She says pumpkin.
So, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not letting my daughter, my 4-year-old daughter, dress up as a pumpkin because it's basic AF and we are not basic people? Signed, Callie.
Well, Callie. Let me explain something to you personally.
I feel like I understand her pain on this because the pumpkins, like when they're 1 or 2. When they're 4 now, they want to be a pumpkin? Come on, we can do better.
By 4, you've got an expression of personality and they've expressed pumpkin.
That's all she sees. That's all the kid sees is pumpkins. No wonder they want to be a pumpkin.
And she loves them. So who are you to stop this kid's joy? You better join him and be a pumpkin too.
They take Halloween very seriously, these people. You're telling me they're going to let one of their kids be a pumpkin?
You should all seriously consider being pumpkins this year.
Come on.
Your kid took a stand, and you're trying to change your child's mind.
She said they come from a long line.
And how serious? How serious are they trying to take it? What other options have they offered? Because a pumpkin sounds like the cutest thing you could possibly see a kid, even at 4 years old.
Do you have friends like this? Because I do, and these are my friends. My friend Callie came over yesterday. She goes, am I the jerk? I go, I'm putting this on the air, dude. She goes, no, we come from a long line of very serious people. And I go, this is hysterical, and I'm putting this on Am I the Jerk tomorrow. She will not let Sloan be a pumpkin. Sloan's four.
Well, see, but the thing is,
isn't that funny?
I respect the fact
that they're hardcore.
You're hardcore. And knowing who this is, literally, I know they're hardcore.
Pretend you don't know, though, and you'd say they're jerks, wouldn't you?
Even knowing who it is, I'm still saying jerk. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah. The fact that I know that they go hardcore for themselves for the holiday means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. That kid already took the stand. Yeah, you the jerk,
man. She already
took
the stand.
Yeah, she said pumpkin. You've asked twice, thrice, however many times. Now you're just not being nice. Now you're just saying, no, that's not good enough.
I say,
why? Why?
Because we are creative brains and we can do better. I actually agree with her on this. A pumpkin is so basic.
It is.
I agree. Don't let her be a pumpkin. I think once, by the time you put her in the costume, she's going to see the candy and she's going to be like, who cares
anyway? Who cares?
Because we don't see yourself anyway in a costume.
But why are you trying to change the child's idea so much? Mm,
you feel like they're messing with her
own spunk and creativity. They're saying, no, be like us. I hate to say it, but Callie, you're indoctrinating your child to be like you.
Oh,
I'm calling her out. I'm going to say it's juvenile. It's very non-harmful. Right? I'm not saying you're teaching your kid to be a bad person, Callie. You know it's all love. But you are shaping your baby to be like you. And we do this. We do it without thinking about it. And we do it in the most minimal of ways, like saying, no, a pumpkin isn't good enough. You got to be, I don't know, Michael Myers or something, because we're doing a cute family costume.
People are saying jerk on the text. They're saying, raise her right. We are not basic. Elevated and let her be a zombie pumpkin.
Elevated.
Hold on. We're not looking for advice.
True.
Am I the jerk for not letting it's basic. It's a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin.
They're not making it a zombie pumpkin. Nope. It's a pumpkin or nothing.
The kid wants to be a basic pumpkin.
They're like, no, this is not how we're going to roll this Halloween. And I say not the jerk because she's only four.
Right.
Like Owen and Hudson this year came straight to me and said, here's what I want to be. And I took care of it and I ordered it. And when they were four, please,
hold on.
I'm picking it.
What if Owen and Hudson had said, Mom, I want to be a pumpkin?
I go, why?
Because.
So basic.
Well, because. Would you let them be the pumpkin?
I don't know. That's a great.
See, they're older
yes,
now. They're
I
in
would.
Their teens.
I would.
They made that choice. It's basic, but it's their choice.
Mm.
Well, look at you. I see you changing your mind.
I'm thinking about it. No, I'm not actually changing my mind, because last year Owen was Luigi. I mean, how basic is that? From Mario and Luigi.
These kids sometimes like basic things.
Come on.
Us as parents can't keep putting it on these kids. Like, be like, no, you gotta be better.
All right.
Just want to be a pumpkin.
You can text or call. Is Callie a jerk for saying their 4-year-old cannot dress up as a pumpkin because it's basic AF?
Mad basic. I ain't gonna lie. It is super basic.
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Callie wants to know if she's a jerk for not letting her kid be a pumpkin for Halloween, because her daughter's four and a pumpkin's basic AF, and as she wrote in herself, my husband and I come from a long line of people that take this season very seriously.
Having seen some of their costumes, I do know they really go all out.
Dude.
They play no games when it comes to costumes. I respect it.
This is the couple that had a Pitbull party and you couldn't even get in unless you were dressed like Pitbull. I'm talking bald head and everything.
And you knew the password, and yes, it was Dolly. Or Mr. 305 was also accepted.
They're costume people, so I understand. But let's go to Sarah in Hartford, who's one of our regulars. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Sarah?
It's been a minute.
What?
It's hard to get in, you know.
True.
We hear the same complaint from the callers. We can't get in.
You in now. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi,
good
Sarah.
Morning, but I'm Sarah in Kenosha.
What did I say?
Theme song guy.
Oh. What did I just say? Hartford?
Whoa.
You said Hartford.
What? I did that twice off the air. I did that too. Sarah, I know you.
Switch.
What's with me?
Switch.
That's okay. been a minute.
Well, remix. The thing is, I've met Sarah. I know Sarah. I know she's Sarah in Kenosha. I don't know why I said Hartford. Yes. I don't know.
That's all right. I still love you.
Bear with me. You. It's Monday. Ooh. All right. Sarah, which way are you going? Jerk or not the jerk for not letting their kid dress up as a pumpkin?
Jerk.
Ooh.
Just let your kid be what your kid wants to be, poor or not, basic or not.
Mm-hmm.
I get you love the holiday, but also be grateful that they want to be something basic and you don't have to spend days and days creating an outfit.
Or dollars and dollars.
But or dollars and dollars,
that's
exactly.
The thing, they want to. I would love it, Sarah. If it was my kid and they wanted to be a pumpkin, I'd be like, yes! Woo!
Got that in the closet.
The more basic, Amazon. The better.
Mm-hmm. But that's not their thing. So you say, jerk, let the kid live.
Yeah.
Mm. I say, jerk, let the kid be a pumpkin. Next year, maybe they want to be Michael Myers or something, you know? Then it's fine.
What a great kindergarten
let her
costume. Michael Myers.
Well, let her evolve on her own. She will take the holiday seriously if it's a serious family holiday when it's her time. Right now, she seriously wants to be a pumpkin.
Fine. So Sarah says
correct.
Jerk.
You're going to make her hate the holiday. She's going to be excluded from the family if you keep it up.
This Sarah. Escalated quickly. She's going to be in therapy one day going, my mom wouldn't let me dress up as a pumpkin when I was four, and
exactly.
She stifled my creativity as a person.
Why do you hate pumpkins as adults? Yes. Tell us.
I was put into a box.
Well, I was four one time, and I wanted to be a pumpkin so bad, and my mom said no. Yep, that's the future.
All right, Sarah says jerk. Thanks for calling,
bye, Sarah.
Sorry,
have a great day, guys.
You bye. Too. Bye. Sarah in Kenosha.
Sarah in Kenosha.
This one.
Yes. Play it again just for her.
Just for the way out.
I felt so bad. All right, let's go to Shannon in West Milwaukee. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you heard Sarah. She said jerk for not letting the kid dress up as a pumpkin. What do you think?
I'm going to say not a jerk.
Oh, well then.
You're on my side.
Okay. Now you got to elaborate.
Go on.
Because here's the thing. I mean, they're little kids. Usually, like my little one, he's already said like 3-4 costumes already, and he's like three.
Yeah, you
know?
So
I'm like, okay, you know what? How about we bring all the three together and make you like a unique costume?
You can be a pumpkin dragon doctor.
This is how we're manipulating the whole thing again. See, it's like you can't be that, but you can kind of be that.
That's what we do as parents. Ain't that our job?
True. I do agree, though. They say 9 things, and even mine. Sometimes I order the costume and they change their mind. I go, too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
It's
sorry, you're going to be a bumblebee. Yo. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're going to be a bumblebee for sure.
Or they try to change it a month later. I go, nope. Too late. We've ordered.
Yes, and then they get mad. Mm-hmm.
And then we get mad.
Exactly. But you say not the jerk because kids shout out so many costumes when they're young like that anyway. They're four.
Saying she's teaching discipline. I kind of see where Shannon's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say not a jerk.
Well, I agree.
Of course you agree.
Thanks, Shannon. Have a good day.
You too. Love you.
Bye. Love you back. Bye.
The tiebreaker will be another one of our regulars. She's got her own theme song. I even saw her at Trunk or Treat this weekend looking great, dressed up as the Minions. Lindsay's in Muskego. No, don't get stressed. It's
gonna get Good morning.
You looked amazing in your costume. So I'm going to assume you take costumes very seriously, Lindsay.
Naturally.
We do rotate a few costumes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I think I know where this is going.
Oh, so is she the jerk for not letting her kid be a pumpkin because it's too basic?
She's got to say not the jerk.
She is a jerk.
She is the jerk. What?
You get maybe 10 years. You maybe get 10 years most before your kids want to go with their friends and don't want to be with you. Let her be the pumpkin. Dress up as Charlie Brown. Be the Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. Or dress up as a scarecrow and a pumpkin. Mm. It would still look cute. Be awesome.
Okay.
Just let your kid be the pumpkin.
Let your kid drive the bus for the costume decisions.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to be Mario. I don't like the overalls I'm wearing this year. We're being Mario. Like, let your kid have what they want for a little bit.
Oh, so you're saying you don't even like it, but you're doing it because that's what the kid wants to
sacrificing.
Do?
Sacrificing. Yes.
You're so like, it's not about you. It's about the kid. And you only get to 10, at most 10 years.
Yeah.
That she's valid, though. You really only get a certain amount of time before they're like, no, I actually want to go with friends
but
now.
But she might say the opposite then and say, yeah, I only get 10 years of costumes with my kid. I'm going to pick it till they want to do what they want. I could go that way, too. Either way.
I hate that you explained that so well where I'm like, yeah, you're kind of right, ain't you?
Well, it's jerk because two people said jerk today.
We're decided.
She's a jerk for not letting her kid be a pumpkin. That's it.
She knows. She a jerk. Yeah. She knows.
Callie, sorry.
Appreciate you, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
They looked so good in their costumes. They're a costume family for sure. All right. So that's it. It's a jerk for not letting the kid be a pumpkin.
Jerk, jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, DZ.
Buenos dias, Allie.
Ah, buenos dias. So I told you on Friday for Dumpster Fire, if people missed it, I am going out finally with somebody this week that has been in the queue for a year now.
You're talking that talk.
Somebody close to the show. I met them through somebody close to the show.
That's as far as we're going to get right now.
We don't need to go any farther than that.
Yeah.
And it's somebody that's was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And when I got contacted about dating this person, I said, not till he's divorced. Call me when he's divorced. I'm not interested.
Once it's finalized, check back in, big head.
And a year later, here we are.
Here, big head, go. Checking back in.
I got the text. Actually, I got a phone call from the person that knows them well. And they said, divorce is final. Call us back.
What up? We're fielding offers from other agents. We're exploring free agency right now.
Honestly. So I have accepted the date.
You've accepted a meeting with the player?
I'm meeting the player.
Going to work him out? See what his 40 time is like?
He and I were friends on social. Don't get me wrong. So it's not like I haven't been talking to him, but it's been friendly because I've straight up been like, I'm not going out with you till you're divorced.
Right.
He's finally divorced. So we've been messaging and it's been slow because you know how many, like, not even trying to sound obnoxious on Instagram. It's just overwhelming. I get too many messages.
We can't keep up.
We can't keep up. It's a nightmare. So he was messaging me on Instagram and I texted him I messaged him and I said, just text me because I know your family. I know you. I already know a lot of people. You're not going to kill me. If you do, I know where you live.
Right.
So here's in fact, you probably already know where I live, honestly.
At least the close enough area, right?
So I said, here's my phone number. I normally don't do this, but since I know you and the people around you, you can text me. And I said, I don't see these messages very often. You're going to be waiting for days on end if you want to have a quick convo.
Just because my phone's near me doesn't mean it's on me like that.
So did he text me? No.
No.
So then again, I was like, dude.
Wait, no?
He's like, I'll text you. And he didn't because I didn't come back to the messages. And so finally, I'm like, yo, you have to text me, dog. So then he did. And we started texting yesterday. And here's where it gets interesting.
Talk to me.
So we have a date this week. We're going to meet up. I'm excited to kind of, because I don't really know him. Like I told you on Friday, he's been at get-togethers I've been at, but he was just like a guy.
We know of him.
I don't really know him.
No, we know of him.
Yeah.
We don't know him well by any degree.
I don't know anything about him, really. So we're texting, and it was really funny because texting starts to tell you, in my opinion, a lot about a person.
Explain that.
How they text, how they write. How their English is.
How they talk, how they sound. I get what you're saying.
How proper or not proper they are, how much slang they use, how much they cuss. I mean, it tells you everything about a person, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah, that's pretty valid.
So I thought it was funny because he was texting me in full paragraphs, which I actually hate. And I am the
burst texter.
Every thought I have is a different text.
In a sentence of itself, for itself.
Which can be annoying if you don't know me.
Two, three sentences max.
So he's sending a full paragraph responding to what I said, and then he's putting a space in between each thought.
To break it down for you, so he knows he's answering in order.
And I'm getting one text from this guy, and then I'm writing back, and I'm like, am I driving this guy crazy now?
Probably, because you send in 19, 20 notifications that all could have been in one paragraph.
I agree, but then I'm not being myself.
Which, fair. Sure.
Think about it.
Yeah, you're right. You are. And that is kind of how you speak, how you talk, how you know, your natural speech vernacular. Like, you're very bing, go, fire off.
It's hard for me when he does the whole paragraph, because it's like, well, I wanted to ha-ha at the first line, but not the last line. And when you have a full paragraph, I can't express my emotion by the like, haha, down. You see what I'm saying?
You can reply to specific things when it's in individualized messages versus only being able to like, haha, one thing versus having a haha the whole message.
Yeah.
See, and we're thinking, because I'm like, my man's over here where I'm an elaborative texter. Mm-hmm. I will put the spaces in the paragraph and the breakdowns and like the sentences. Him. I do a hybrid, though. I don't want to send you a novel. So I will probably break it up into like thought blocks.
Well, because a novel means I'm mad at you.
And nobody wants to read a novel. No. It's easier to digest. Couple sentences, send. Mm-hmm. Couple more sentences, send. Reaction, send. Mm-hmm. But it's not just like one-off lines for me. I'm a hybrid, if you will. I'm between y'all.
Yeah.
Because I get where you're coming from. I want to react to certain things. I want to ha-ha certain things. I want to gif certain things and certain things only. I'm not ha-haing the whole paragraph you just sent me.
Right.
I'm only ha-haing
sentence.
The part I thought was funny.
And that's where I was like, oh, man. See, and you can, even if I just show you, he's an iPhone guy, thank God.
Thank God,
which I said to him right away. I go, oh, phew, thank the Lord.
Bonus points, my boy.
He writes a paragraph. Allie. He writes a paragraph. Allie. You can see it in just me scrolling.
The response back,
From the blue to the black,
I like it. No, I like this. So, I think you guys are actually going to be able to challenge each other in conversation and have to find a balance to talk. I'm not saying y'all are about to date, but what I'm saying is you guys are... What I'm saying is y'all's conversation, even before having any sit down, right? Mm-hmm. It's already challenging the way you guys are trying to figure each other out. Because I guarantee you he's going, man, she all these notifications.
This girl is too much.
Sheesh.
Well, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. By the way, I just want to shout out somebody when they were guessing who it is on Friday, who this guy is. Mm-hmm. It's nobody anybody knows. He just connected to the show somehow, but people were guessing Russell Nicolet. He is married with children. He has 4 boys, everybody. Knock it off.
They thought you was fearing the beard.
I was like, come on, that guy is married.
Leave that man alone, bro.
Leave him and his family alone. What's wrong with you?
Why Nicolet catching strays out here, bro? Just so you sponsor the show, all of a sudden you date Allie?
Chill out.
Chill.
I think that might be a conflict of interest, guys.
Thank you. Shout out Nicolet, though.
Yeah. All right, how do you guys text? And am I going to ruin this, by the way? I'm texting 414-533-1037. DZ, you're not as sporadic as I am. I am definitely probably one of the worst bing, 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 bing texters because I am impulsive and my thoughts are as they come.
You're either a burst texter or a block texter, right?
Yeah, there's no in between.
I'm more of a block texter, right? I send bursts, don't get me wrong, but I'm more, if in nature, I'm a block texter, not a burst texter. You're a burst texter.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have thoughts and I want you to know they're all separate.
Allie firing off like a machine gun. Just
and it's just 3 at a time. When you talk to me in person, so it's great. All right, 414-533-1037. How do you text? We'll talk to you next. Somebody texted in and said, I text just like Allie, and I definitely think I probably annoy people with it.
It is slightly frustrating when you're getting 9 notifications, and it's just bing, 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 message, 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 bing, reaction, message, bing, bing, big gif, bing, bing.
Totally. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Bing, bing. Buenos dias. Bing.
I was saying that I am going out on a date with somebody that is close to the show this week. And somebody, Danielle in Mayville texted in and said, did you know that the new iPhone update, you can see when Samsung phones read our text messages and they give bubbles when they're texting back? I did not. I only know like 3 people with Androids and I make fun of them.
But yeah, that's news to me. I purposefully don't text people with Androids.
They ruin the group chat. We all know this.
Jokes, but for real.
Sherry, our girl, is in Germantown this morning. We're talking about how you text. And she does have her own theme song. Maybe we don't have it. Oh, no.
Sherry got a theme song?
Sherry got a theme song. She called 5 days in a row.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh! Level up. Hi, Sherry.
Guten Morgen.
I was saying, so I started texting with this guy, and he's all paragraphs, and I'm all bing, 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 bing. Like, I'm the most annoying texter. What type of texter are you?
I'm definitely a blog texter.
Okay.
But when it gets a little out of control and it's just sentences back and forth for more than, like, a couple minutes, I'm like, okay, we need to talk on the phone.
And this is a call now.
That's fair. Yeah.
So you'll give up and call.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never do that. No.
Yeah, because you're right. Because you're texting so much. Yeah, I won't call either.
No, I ain't
in
doing
fact,
that.
Don't call me ever.
Yeah, nah. We'll keep the conversation just like that. And no, then I'll just randomly stop texting.
Sherry,
back.
I'll stare at the phone while you're calling me. And then I'll go right back to what I was doing.
Can't call. Can't talk right now. So sorry.
No, really.
I don't like talking on the phone. I really don't. I ain't gonna lie.
Most people don't anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a lost art.
You guys are the only ones I really talk to on the phone, besides my sister.
Yeah,
and I like that because it's different.
That's probably why you guys don't like to talk on the phone, because you're on the air all morning.
We talk.
We're always on the phone. Think about it. We're always talking on the.
That's true.
You know what, Sherry? You know what? I appreciate you holding us down.
You're right.
Yes, Sherry. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you got a theme song. Yes. You just get us.
Well, Sherry does. She texts in paragraphs, though.
She's a block texter.
Until it gets obnoxious, then call somebody.
Whoops.
Okay. Yep. Fine. All right, Sherry. Thanks for calling.
I love you guys.
We love you back.
Love
Bye.
You, too. Somebody texted in and said, I am a burst texter. Like me.
You.
They said, I can't help it. When a new thought comes, it's sent. There usually isn't a whole flowing message. That's Carmen in East Troy. Carmen, I feel you on that.
Okay.
So I really do.
So you guys do it for flow purpose?
No, it's how I think. It's my thoughts as I write them.
Right. It helps your flow.
Otherwise,
if you were to put it all together, it's going to mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it for flow purposes, because if I respond in one sentence burst, it's going to mess me up.
You feel like it's too much.
Crazy.
But then somebody texted in and said, I cannot even reply to the paragraph text. Overwhelming and annoying at the same time. That's the where I was kind of saying, he's writing in a whole paragraph and I have 9 thoughts now I have to get back to separately.
And you
See?
Realize they're all still paragraphs,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether they're in 9 sentence mm-hmm. message blocks or one big block, it's all still a paragraph.
Right, but like I said, I can't react to I can't ha-ha. And then I'm ha-haing 9 thoughts. Listen, just go to Stacey and Sheboygan, because I'm never gonna stop texting like this. I'm trying to, and I'm realizing I'm never gonna stop.
It's never gonna change.
Nope.
Good morning, Stacey.
Hi, Stacey.
Good morning.
Talk to us. How you text?
So I'm usually a one word, one sentence texter, because I am always on the go. I don't have time to be writing no two story paragraph.
Oh, so you a reactor, more of a haha, okay, cool, bye.
Yeah, because if I have something to say that's longer than a sentence, I'll just call you, because I don't got time for that.
Well, and
y'all,
you know what
callers.
Else? You know what I evolved to, though, this weekend was the voice note with my kids, and it didn't go so well.
You tried the voice note?
I tried the voice note.
Are you talking about the audio clip?
Yes, like where you can hear me talking
to
you.
Not the voice to text, where you send the voice notes.
Like a voice note. Like,
my mom
morning.
Loves those.
Oh, those are kind of annoying, too, because it don't always say what you want it to say.
No, you're missing it, Stacey. We're talking about where you say it out loud.
Yeah,
like it's me.
And it sends the message
it's
as
me
your
going,
voice.
Good morning, guys. It's mommy. I love you.
And they hear, good morning, guys. It's mommy.
I love you. I sent that to the boys this weekend, and all I got back was a cat video from YouTube. That was all they said back. I said, good morning.
Wow.
Good morning, lovies. I love you. And that was what I got back.
No, they love you. They said, I love you back. They said, I love you in teenagers.
The voice note was stupid. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ. Buenos dias.
What's good, man?
Well, I just have to tell you a little story about something that happened at my house that blew my mind.
Well, lay it on me. Talk to me. What's up?
So, Owen and I, by the way, Owen's going to turn 13 this week, everybody, my son.
13 going on 30, for real.
This is my 20th year on Kiss FM, and people remember when I was... You probably remember when he was a baby. You
I
know,
remember
DC?
When he was a baby. Of course I do.
You do. And it's a crazy week, because he's becoming a little man.
Yeah.
And he's...
He's grown.
He's a man.
He ain't an adult, but he's grown.
You know what I'm saying. He actually helped me solve a problem I was having at my house. You ready for this?
He's problem solving at the house?
I was so impressed with him.
What happened?
He helped me figure out why my garage door wouldn't close.
Oh, garage door, bruh. can he come help me figure out why my garage door won't close?
I'm going to send him over.
Or he's opens on its own?
He's for hire after this story I'm about to
tell you. He's hired. He's hired. I don't even need to hear the story, but I will.
This kid, I mean, just, you always, sometimes you just need a different perspective when you're trying to solve a problem. And Owen was that perspective for
me.
Because I was running to the recycling center and I pulled out of my garage and the garage door wouldn't shut. And you know when it goes blink, it's flashing.
That's what my garage does right now, yeah.
And you can't figure out why it won't close.
It won't close, yeah.
So I see it do that and I go, I'll deal with this when I get back. I come back. It will not open or close.
Still flashing.
Yeah, I pull the car in the garage. I look to make sure there's nothing obstructing the entry.
Your actual view.
When it blinks like that, there's usually something blocking the view.
Yeah, or when it like only shuts down halfway and then goes, no, and then reopens, something's wrong.
The sensor stops it so it doesn't hit anything below, right?
There's a piece of trash, something, a leaf.
So I'm looking and I'm staring. And I see nothing. There is nothing blocking the sensors. I even go and make sure the sensors are lined up. And because sometimes
that's another one. If they get misaligned, it'll do that too. But you don't know that.
Nope. Those fit. And I keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it.
Still
and
I'm not like, working.
What is the deal? So Owen comes outside and he's standing there and I go, I can't figure it out. And he goes, well, maybe there's a bug on it. And I go, Owen, look, there's no bug.
You already checked the sensors.
We can see the sensors. I'm looking at them right now.
I'm staring at
look
it.
Look left, look right, no
nothing.
Bug. He goes, are you sure? I go up. I get down. I squat down. I
kid hands
you
and
not,
knees behavior.
And I look at the sensor. And because the sensors are black, there's like an elder box bug.
With, them little round things?
You know how it's got how many legs? It's got its legs wrapped around it. It's
holding on for dear life around it. He said, hey, can't see me. They can't see me. Just stay super still. They can't see me. They can't. Just beat a sensor. Beat a sensor. Beat a sensor.
Whole body is covering my sensor. And you can't see it when you look at it because it's just like a flash.
How would you? You're looking. You're thinking, okay, a round little bug basically over a round sensor.
Way.
No way. The sensor's clear in my mind.
You couldn't see it until you were right up on it.
When you find out I got a bug on my sensor in my garage, and that's been the problem this whole time.
It was almost the same color as the sensor, and I was like,
dang near.
And I go, you're a genius. There's a literal bug on the sensor. You were, I couldn't believe it because in my mind, I was about to call somebody. I was about to call a garage door.
A repairman.
A repairman and go, this thing won't work.
I need you, and they would have came and charged you $150 to flick the bug off that mug.
And I'm telling you, I was staring right at it. Unless you were up close to it, you wouldn't have seen the bug on it. It was crazy.
There's probably been a number of situations where you're in and go,
something
it was
stupid.
The dumbest little itty bitty fix. The screw was slightly out, and that one was stopping XYZ from working or closing. Or there was a bug on the sensor, and that's why my garage door wasn't working.
You imagine somebody comes out just to tell you there was a bug blocking it, and that's why the garage. I was like so happy Owen came up with that. So I want to hear these stories today.
Owen's hired.
When you called somebody, or maybe you almost did, and then you realized it was something so stupid and you needed no one to fix it for you.
Oh, I got mine ready to go. You want to hear it now or you want to hear it next?
I actually want to hear I want to hear it now. Go.
All right. So,
what's your story?
And you know what it is when you've got littles, and I'm talking littles. We've
little
got
babies.
An almost one-year-old and a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Danison and Samuel, young samurai.
Mm-hmm.
We were having some drain issues at home. I'm talking about stuff in our shower, not draining well, not happening, not going. I try to stick my hand into the drain.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you try to twiddle the fingers down the drain in the shower drain as an adult.
Uh-huh.
Try to fish whatever they stuck down there. Wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't working. I was starting to think, bro, I'm going to have to call somebody.
Yeah, I got
to
call a plumber.
Simple fix. Undid a hanger. Made a little homemade snake. Yeah. Don't buy your kid bathtub crayons. Just pro tip not a pro tip.
Did he flush them?
He
put them down the...
He stuck them down the drain. And since they're water resilient decay or whatever...
They didn't deteriorate
fast enough. Plus, they got plastic pieces.
Ugh.
So you're sitting there getting plastic piece on top of gunky, crayon-y material.
Mm.
It's catching hair. It turned into its own little drain catch.
Mm.
It was getting gross.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I was able to fish it out.
Mm-hmm.
Simple fix.
Oh.
I thought I was going to have to call a guy, though.
You just triggered another one. Before I learned how to empty my garbage disposal. The Ew. What's the little tool called that you pull out just to empty it,
like,
and close
the hairpin?
It again?
Yeah.
And that I didn't know that existed, and like had a plumber come over one time, and he was like, all you have to do is take this little tool and empty it out and then put it back in
and pin it back up.
Oh, well, here's $200. Have a great day.
Appreciate
Thanks
you, Poppy.
Thanks for nothing. That was many years ago, okay, in my 20s. And I was learning, but...
back in the day.
But when was a time that you either called somebody and way overpaid when you could have fixed it yourself or didn't even realize what was wrong? It started with Owen helping me discover there was a literal bug covering the sensor on the garage. I couldn't figure out why the garage wouldn't close. I was losing my mind. Almost called somebody. It was a bug.
Thankfully,
he was right.
Thankfully, your kid was genius enough to go, let's check again, mother.
Look, Mom, look. We'll talk to you guys next. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We are talking about when you almost called someone, or maybe you did call someone, and it was the dumbest thing ever, because Owen helped me discover, my 13-year-old helped me discover that there was a bug covering the sensor in our garage. I looked at it from standing right near it, didn't see it. I had to get down on my knees to see the bug covering the sensor. That's how smart his thought was.
You were about ready to call a fix-it guy.
Swear to God, I was.
And thankfully, Mr. Fix-It was in the house, because your son came out and said, hold on, mother.
Genius.
Yep.
Genius. And then I flicked that bug off of it.
And the garage worked again.
And the garage was fine. Let's go to our girl in Waukesha, Amanda, with the theme song. She called 5 days in a row. Got her own theme song.
You know, doing her thing.
Hey, girl.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, fam.
All right, Amanda, this happened to you?
Well, it actually just recently happened to my mother, and my husband was the one who fixed it.
What happened?
So she could not get her shed to close. She's got swinging doors on her shed. And from time to time, the hinges come undone or something like that. I don't even know. It gets off kilter. She could not get her door to shut, but she said the hinges were fine. And so she called both my husband and my cousin's husband to come and help, thinking like the whole door needed to get replaced now.
Right. Yeah. Bring your tools. Bring your tools.
Bring everything.
Come on,
right.
Boys.
Right.
You need to lift this door
For
off.
For real, though.
The little stake at the bottom that goes into the hole in the concrete to lock it, that was down.
It was down. So that's why it wasn't working.
It wouldn't close because the stake kept hitting the concrete.
Duh.
Oh,
the door wouldn't shut.
The lock. It's got a bottom late, like, safety lock mechanism, basically.
It was that dumb.
It was that dumb.
All they did was lift that little stake up.
It was
the
that
door
easy.
Shut.
That easy. Not that, that easy. Dumb. That easy. That
You're
easy.
Right. No way.
Yep. It was just a little tiny stake at the bottom. See, did not need to be taken off. Nothing was broken. Door shut right away.
She thought she was getting a whole new door.
Yeah, she told everybody to bring the miter saw. Like, bring the circular saw, too. Listen.
You're going to have to bring it all. You're going to have to cut the wood. You're going to have to sand it down. Everything.
Need a new house. You need a new house. I got to renovate the doorway. I got to renovate it.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, I love it.
Just a little tiny bottom safety mechanism lock.
Just a little bloop.
That is a very, very good story. Thank you, Amanda.
No problem, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm sorry, Allie. You have to clean out the garbage disposal. Is that why my fruit flies won't go away? No. Sometimes it gets clogged, and there is a little pin, a little tool that you can unclog it. You unclog and you just choo-choo. And then I didn't know this till I was in my 20s, and I called somebody, and a plumber or somebody came over and went, Allie, there's a literal tool to fix the clog before you call someone.
But you know that.
I didn't know that at the time.
They're talking about, though, right? Because they're not understanding what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're worried what?
Well, that their thing, their garbage disposal isn't actually clean on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is drop a little baking soda, some soap, a little vinegar, some ice, let that chunk up, hit it, turn it on.
Good tip.
Because it is probably why you got fruit flies. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You do got to clean your garbage disposal. And if you don't, it gets gross and moldy and nasty. Yes.
Absolutely. Somebody else texted in and said, garage door not closing, beeping. I looked, almost called my personal handy woman, aka my wife.
Yeah.
And she was like, babe, the sensors are not aligned. Oh, that's Lala.
There you go.
It was something stupid, like the sensors.
See, maybe y'all are inspiring me to go get my garage door figured out, because it's been bothersome to me. And
I've been
holding it in lately. I ain't gonna lie.
Somebody else texted in before we go to our next caller. They said, a couple of years ago, our air conditioner stopped working. So we called the home warranty place. Took 2 weeks to get someone out to us. So I got the the furnace off. Well, the furnace operates the house fan. No yep. fan. The AC unit wouldn't work. He came in, turned the switch to yep. on, and was done.
I knew exactly where we were going
with
this.
It was the on-off switch on the furnace. Ugh!
The cutoff. It's got a shut-off feature. Ugh. It's a safety feature. And if you've got kids, or if you've got pets, or if you are inattentive, yep. and you happen to bump it, it's at a very eye-level place to where you're not going to realize it's been shut off.
Without a doubt.
Oh, I hate that so much, and I hate that it happened to you, but we've all been there.
The worst.
That's the easiest $200 that tech mm-hmm. made, boy.
Nicole's in West Allis this morning. Hi, Nicole.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You have issues like we do?
Join the club?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we are the type of family that waits until it's absolutely freezing out before we use the heat for the first time of the year. So a couple of years ago, we finally broke down. It's like 55 degrees in the house. We break down, turn the heat on, wait all day. It's freezing. I finally break down, call the furnace company, $175 just for them to come make an appearance at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Just for an appearance.
Trust me, I know. Go on.
He starts taking things apart, unhooking things, rehooking things. Everything looks great. We don't know what's wrong. He goes outside, and the tube that goes to the outside of your house, my neighbor's kid had shoved a styrofoam apple in that tube and was blocking the exhaust.
So, oh, it was the neighbor's kid even.
Now it's on.
Oh, now we're fighting. I'm sorry, yes. neighbor, and the kid.
I went over there. I was so upset. Like, 3 weeks later, I think they started to think about it. They felt bad, so they paid me back. But I thought, oh, my God.
Thank
like,
God.
Thinks about those kind of things.
Huh. Who would go, wow. maybe there's a styrofoam apple in the exhaust outside. Yeah. No, right. you're thinking major issue. Yeah. Let's get a tech. This is about to be a couple grand.
Did you ask them to pay you or did they offer on their own? I'm curious.
I said multiple times how I couldn't afford this. Uh-huh. And then I think it finally started to kick in like, oh gosh, I feel bad. It's our fault. And then they finally like paid me back. But no, I did not flat out ask them.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wow. Hey,
you better, reminding them that you better this than is me. Crazy. This is not my fault.
Crazy.
Yep. Good for you.
Y'all had any apples lately?
I would have preferred it would have been one of my kids that did it.
True.
Well, yeah, because how embarrassing. It lets it not act like they weren't embarrassed. I mean, I would be at hope.
And if the kids are friends, you know, yeah, they want to keep it cordial. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for you for not saying something and being the bigger person.
Totally.
Smart for them to step up and realize mm-hmm. that they were the ones that needed to pay.
Yep. Thank you, Nicole.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, pour boiling water down the drain to kill fruit flies, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of different things work.
And then somebody texted, my 4-year-old shut our heat off. Probably the same thing where you flip the switch and your kid turns off the furnace and then you're going, what's wrong?
You remember that that viral sound? I just hit the flip switch.
Yes, yes. Ah, little punks.